Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid Prairie High School students Avery Crone and Rex Peck, who are organizing the Veterans Day Assembly and Luncheon being held at 10:30 a.m. this Friday at the Mid Prairie High School.
So what will be happening, you know, what is going to be part of this program with the assembly?
The major part of it is really honoring the veterans who come that day. We'll have them all stand up and tell us who they are and what branch and what war, if they're in one, they're in. We also will have the color guard there who will present the flags, and we'll have a slideshow to honor them.
The color guard, where are they from?
They are from the Richmond AMVETS.
And is this happening in the gym, or where will the assembly and the luncheon be taking place?
In the Mid Prairie gym.
What have been, for each of you, what have been your responsibilities with putting together this event?
My major responsibility is, like, getting the color guard and, like, inviting veterans to come to it. And I'm in charge of the slideshow during the assembly.
With the slideshow, what kinds of images have you put together for this?
So last year we did a lot of, like, memorial pictures from different places against Washington, D.C. We also like to do videos, like the emotional coming home videos, just ones to make people think when they look at them.
How did you reach out to veterans to invite them for this event?
So the major part is we got the list from Wellman, Richmond, and I think that's it, for like the AMVETS, because those are just lists that we can have, we can send it out. And also doing this interview, we're able to reach out to veterans who aren't a part of an AMVET or, like, don't want to be in them so that they know they can come too.
Mm-hmm. How many do you think will be attending?
Somewhere around 50, probably.
Do you have any knowledge about the veterans, what eras they served in, or the age groups of who will be attending?
Last year when we had them stand up, I feel a lot of them are from Vietnam or Korean Wars. They're usually in their 60s is what the average would be, but we did invite some younger veterans, so we'll see if they show up.
Why does the National Honor Society and the student leadership team choose to put on this event?
Well, we just started this last year, the assembly part of it, and we kind of came together as a group and decided what we really were passionate about and what we want to do to, like, really help with the community. So we thought this would be good to honor the veterans who have served and really make it even more special than just having the luncheon, because our teacher, O'Rourke, had actually done it at her past school and thought it was powerful. So,
who will be preparing the luncheon Friday?
The kitchen staff will prepare a meal for the veterans. The leadership team is going to walk them down from after the assembly. They're going to help walk them to the cafeteria and serve them and thank them for what they do.
What is the goal or the purpose of the leadership team?
I think the leadership team is a group of leaders of the school that want to help the school grow. And I think leadership is a very big and very powerful thing that we want the rest of the school to come together and form to be leaders.
Will all of Mid Prairie High School be attending the Veterans Day Assembly?
It's during the school day, so everyone comes down to the assembly, and then during the luncheon, we scatter out the veterans usually so that people will go down and sit by them.
So there is a lot of veterans there sitting with the students and interacting. Do you think, I guess this will be the second year that you're doing this. How do you think it went last year, I wonder?
I think it went pretty well. The first year, you always have a couple things that you want to fix the next year, but I think it'll just keep improving from here.
What do you think is important about Veterans Day, or what do you think makes it significant to you?
I think Veterans Day is a very important day because they sacrifice so much, and they sacrifice so much for us, and I think it's very important that they get honored and recognized for all they did for us.
I feel the same way. I feel like this is their day, and we need to make it more impactful. I think definitely it's a big impact, us being students, that it's just that one step bigger that we plan this whole event, and that we want them to realize that we are so, like, thankful for what they have done for us.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mid Prairie High School students Avery Crone and Rex Peck. The Mid Prairie Veterans Day Assembly and Luncheon is open to the public and will be at 10:30 a.m. this Friday. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.